B-Pod Studios.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
It's gotta be the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Go one to Cesar Hernandez. Ground ball right side, waiting on Altuve. He has it from the outfield grass, throws to first, and that is the ball game, and that is the division series. For the fifth straight year, the Houston Astros will play in the American League Championship Series as they defeat the Chicago White Sox 10-1 and win the series 3-1.
This is going to be fun. Red Sox and Astros will meet in the ALCS.
Thank God.
You catch anything that was said after that game with the White Sox losing yesterday?
Nope.
Did you hear what Tony La Russa said about his team?
What did he say?
He said, we have a character shortage. I mean, oh my God. Guy, keep that in-house. Don't make what has been at times a bad situation there this season with Tony La Russa connecting with players. Don't make that worse going forward. So there's a character shortage. Oh, I'm sorry. I read this whole story wrong today. My mistake. He was talking about the Astros when he said this. I thought he was talking about his own team. He was talking about the hit by pitch. Never mind. That's my F up. Whatever. This is going to be a great series.
Yeah.
It has all the makings of a great series. And there's storylines.
Yes.
And there's history between the two teams. And these have been two pretty dominant teams for a while now. In the Red Sox and the Astros.
Yeah, I just like the fact that like both ballparks are going to be electric. You know, they have a great we drove by it on the way out of there. Yeah, you know, Minute Maid. They have a great venue. That place gets amped for them. And you know how Fenway rolls in the playoffs. So every game, home and away, it's going to be great. Great electricity. Unlike the last one with Tampa. I thought Tampa was terrible. That game at Tampa was terrible. That was tough, too, coming off the Yankee game. But this is the matchup you wanted. The sneaky, a cocky little sucker over there that you could root against. You know, can we say that? Cocky little sucker?
Who are you referring
Bregman.
To?
Bregman and Altuve. You know, they're just Bregman's the guy. Really the one. He's the one that he's your Brett Gardner, like you like to refer to as. I want to punch that guy in the face.
Oh, he's the worst. He's the most hateable player.
He's your Nick Swisher. You know, I need one of those. I need a couple of those guys.
He's Paul O'Neill. He's modern day Paul O'Neill. I hated Paul O'Neill.
I can't believe you hated Paul O'Neill.
He was the easiest guy to hate.
Really? All the evil Yankees?
Whiny. He was always whining, and there was never a called strike on Paul O'Neill that was a strike.
I guess.
Just ask him. The worst. He reminds me of a Yankee. Yeah. I mean,
I just thought with Posada and all that.
I think Brett Gardner is very Paul O'Neill-esque in that he's a whiny little baby. And I don't know. You think they've got hateable team players here. I think that's true.
Yeah.
I think there's some guys to hate. Here's my real question. Milliken, I need an update. What's the status of Lance McCullers?
It's forearm tightness. The coaching staff themselves did not give much. McCullers was like, yeah, you know, I think I'm good. But this would be troublesome for me. He's a guy who's had Tommy John. He's had real elbow problems before. But he didn't throw that many pitches. Some people were speculating maybe this was a way they could get him to pitch twice in the series. But it doesn't look that way to me. I'm not buying into that theory.
So what do you mean troublesome for you?
I mean, you mean like from an Astros perspective.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this week. Is he going to pitch and be effective this week?
It's hard to say until he kind of sits through. But the way they were talking last night.
That's a massive break if he doesn't
huge.
Pitch.
He's their best pitcher. And you kind of look at it. You know, the one thing, if the Red Sox are going to do the series, they really have to swing it. Because that rotation, it is talented. They are on the younger side. And that bullpen, they're pretty thin outside of Presley and... You start to work you down in Graveman. Those two are really the two top arms in there.
Well, it's going to start tomorrow, and I think it's going to be interesting, and it should be some fun between the Red Sox and Astros. They're also the two teams that have been accused of in cheating scandals.
It'll start tomorrow or Friday?
What did I say?
Tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Friday, right?
2 days from now.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I got a shortened week this week. I'm all messed up.
It's all right. You got big.
I'm all messed up. Big plans. So I'm all messed up. You're right. Tomorrow's only Thursday.
So much going on.
It starts on Friday. A lot of things happening. So what can I say? A lot of things are happening. So from an injury perspective, I want to know about McCullers. Want to watch that. Also want to watch the status of Raffy Devers for the Red Sox, because it looked, I think T-Bone, you were telling us, you thought he was swinging free and easy in the final game against the
Astros.
Didn't
you think so?
Contact. Yeah, I did. And he also hit a fastball, which he had not been able to do for pretty much the entire series.
I didn't see him wince once in the last game.
And he caught up to it.
Ray, didn't the Rays tweet out something like that with their stupid nerd stats? Like that he has faced 770-some fastballs.
And that's
he only
the
hit,
nerd. He only what's hit, the, what's
he only
the
hit
stat
five
on fastballs
of them,
with Devers?
Now you've really got to hit it?
I wouldn't surprise me. I didn't see that
stat. I thought they
itself.
Tripped it right after that. Like, of all the times you hit a fastball, 770-some times, you've only hit five of them.
Yeah.
Now you've got to correct it.
Devers has been up and down against fastballs this year. The Astros series was when he got exposed really early in the year.
Well, that's what makes me think of this, because this is going to be something that he deals with again this series.
Mm. It wouldn't shock me, but I do think that's why it was so big for the Red Sox to take game four, because they have got a couple day layoff here, whether it's Devers or JD Martinez or who you want to look at. They should be fresher coming into this series.
617-779-0985, the telephone number. You want to jump on board, you get some Red Sox thoughts. I think this was the matchup that most people were going to look forward to the most. I don't think this would be nearly as interesting if it were the White Sox.
Right.
The Astros take care of business in that extra day that they had to wait around to play their fourth game.
Former Red Sox Tony La Russa?
No.
Former Red Sox front office executive and advisor?
Yeah. Nope. Nope.
Yeah, that wouldn't
assistant GM?
That wouldn't no buzz. That would not have zero buzz.
That would not have done it for me. They are, but they're easy to root against. It should be some fun. You know, there's some angles there. And that all begins at the end of the week. Last night, NHL made its return to ESPN. Anybody watch? Watch?
I did not.
I watched.
No.
Oh, I watched. Oh. I watched an out-of-market hockey game.
Did you watch the Kraken?
No, I did not. I watched
Penguins
the
game,
right?
You watched Penguins
Light.
Oh, it was Penguins.
Light.
I saw Penguins were on.
That's what I watched last night. Thoughts on ESPN?
See, the truth is, hockey's always been here.
Not always on ESPN.
I got a couple of ESPN stories. Well, actually, there's three ESPN stories today. There's the Schefter one. There's another NFL ESPN story about their coverage. And then there's also this ESPN bringing back hockey last night. Why don't we touch on those? And also, next segment, we'll be giving away another pair of Patriots tickets. So you want to be here for all of that, all right? Stay put.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So,
not a dummy.
Beetle. Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
By Brian Rust. Carter blocked the clear by Vasilevsky. And a goal. Sloppy play by Vasilevsky. And it was centered by Carter right onto the stick of Danton Heinen, who has a goal in his Pittsburgh Penguins debut.
Said he wanted to shoot the puck a little bit more this year. Trust his shot. Well, this is an easy one because Jeff Carter makes a terrific play to seal the wall as Vasilevsky tries to throw it around the boards. Carter to Heinen, and the Penguins have the first goal of this National Hockey League season, and Heinen's on the board with his first.
Back by Marino.
Everything has to be quicker for Tampa Bay. Quicker to the puck.
Here's a great chance and a goal. Brian Boyle continues to be an amazing story. Had to try out for the team. Just was told he made it.
I know why you watch.
Why is that?
David C. Gosher doing the call.
No, that's not David Gosher.
What?
Sean McDonough.
Can I hear that again real please?
What? They do sound similar, but come on. You should be able to tell.
Great chance and a goal. Brian Boyle.
I hear it. Very similar.
It's almost like it reminds me of like the Toucher and Rich, like, oh, it's Danielson, and he takes another shot at Johnny.
I thought that, I swear to God, I am not, I thought that was kosher.
No. See, I'm not used to McDonough doing hockey. It's usually football or baseball, right? He doesn't do a lot of hockey, does he? He does now.
Sean McDonough?
Yeah.
He's been named as the lead hockey play-by-play guy for ESPN. Didn't know miss that?
Missed it. He's right over my head.
They do need to turn up his mic, though.
Yeah.
His mic was very soft throughout the course of the game, which this is, again, always a tough balance because I was complaining about baseball the other day on what channel were we on? What channel? Where they didn't turn the mic up.
MLB?
MLB. No, ESPN. It was ESPN. For the Yankee game.
They had the crowd up too
they
much.
They didn't have the crowd up. I felt like you didn't hear the crowd enough. Last night, we got too much crowd, not enough announcer. They're struggling with their balances over there, running that mixer. Artie, they don't know what the hell they're doing. Get themselves a new Behringer. They did a great job at the start of the night. They had this long lead up with the history of the NHL and ESPN theme, and they had the composer, and they put this orchestra together to play it. It was good. It was a long taped piece leading into everything. It was good.
I think
there was sort of an acknowledgement that, like, yeah, we sort of crapped on the NHL for a long time.
Yeah,
we didn't have the games, and we're going to make up for that.
How did they handle the section of ESPN history where you couldn't even find hockey on the website for a period of 3 years?
Yeah, I think that was maybe a slight acknowledgement of that. And
the drop down menu, more.
Yeah, cricket, darts.
Formula One.
Formula One.
NCAA hockey. Swimming results. Yeah. Like, what is this?
WNBA.
High school golf, hockey.
Yeah. I do think it was night one, so they got all these crazy angles and shots from outside the arena, and they really played it up a little bit. I think their panel in between periods and postgame leaves a little to be desired. They've got great names, but they have terrible chemistry. Maybe that changes. Night one, I'll give them some time. Great names. Don't know if it's going to translate. But I will say this. You know what happened after the game? And this is what I wanted to know about. After both games last night, after everything had wrapped up, you know what they were doing? Post-game, ESPN, SportsCenter, all of that. You know what they were doing? They were showing highlights and talking hockey. So if you're a hockey fan, I told you that would happen. ESPN does this with whatever their properties are. They play games, whether it's Major League Baseball, whether it's the NFL, and then they roll into their SportsCenter coverage and they focus on these leagues. I don't know what that means in 2021 because ESPN is not as relevant now as it was 20 years ago when they were doing hockey regularly. It's just not. The networks are not as important as they used to be. It's not the only place for people to get their information and highlights and all that. It's just not as important. In the 90s, that was it. Everybody watched SportsCenter who was a sports fan.
Yeah, and the whole, you know, Steve Levy, too. And that's where Steve got to start with the hockey stuff. And Steve's so damn good at hockey. Same thing with Mel Rose over the years. Yeah.
So, hey, I thought it was a good first night over there.
Attaboy.
Good first night on ESPN. Another ESPN thing that they announced today is that they are getting these wild card games, which has been rumored for some time, but it was made official today with an announcement. ESPN will present the Monday night wild card game beginning this season, and will do so for the next 5 seasons. Ooh. So the first Monday night wild card game is scheduled for January 17th.
Oh, nice. It's a good spot.
It will, as they put it, this is how they're tagging it. It will conclude the Super Wild Card weekend.
That's a big one.
Like, because more teams are in the playoffs.
Right.
Like Gronk talks about it that way when he's really excited about something. He's like really super excited if it's like really big.
They will do a
super wild card weekend
mega cast to offer multiple ways to watch. It will be on ESPN and ABC with the Steve Levy, Brian Griese, Lewis Riddick crew, along with Lisa Salters and John Parry as the rules expert. It will also be on ESPN2 for the Monday Night Football with Peyton and Eli for a playoff game. And then, of course, it will be on ESPN Deportes, and more offerings will be announced at a later date. They're really playing up the Monday Night Football Wild Card game, which will conclude the Super Weekend. Mm. Super. And then also today, Adam Schefter has been caught sending stories to league executives, Bruce Allen, to let him review his story in its full text before he sends it and files it with his editors at ESPN. And he is getting raked over the coals for that today.
Takes him down a notch.
I don't think so. I already thought this about him, but now this is just evidence that it happens. Send it right on over to the team and get full approval. And even, here's something he's been accused of in the past too. Holding on to stories for a certain until a certain point in time. Uh-huh. Remember when he broke the Julian Edelman story on him testing positive for PEDs?
Yep.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember how that story conveniently came out?
Right after Edelman spoke.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was held on to until a certain part of the day. And yep. We all at the time said he made a deal. He made a deal to hang on to the story until a certain point in time. Obviously. He sent Bruce Allen the full story and thanked him and said, please let me know if you'd like to make any edits, and called him Mr. Editor. Who does Adam Schefter work for, ESPN or NFL executives?
Well,
who does he work
kind
for
of both.
Exactly?
How's he make his money at ESPN? Getting the information from those executives.
Who's he? Who pays him or who does
ESPN
he work for?
ESPN technically pays
two,
him.
Two different answers there.
Yeah, exactly. He works for the NFL. He gets paid by ESPN.
Yep. Where do you buy the shirts at, Mr. Editor?
I saw them on Twitter. They look great. It's a great shirt.
They're all over.
Mr. Editor in the ESPN font.
You know, it was
a red T-shirt.
It was interesting having Bert in here to talk about that, too, because I think different people writing different types of things will give you varying degrees of this type of experience, right? If you're writing like a profile piece and when you're friendly on, it's like there is a common goal that you kind of share from the beginning. That's something where it's like you might share with the person, say, you know, as a means of like maybe not editing, but at least fact checking some of this stuff. This feels more like, at least from what we hear about it from this email, it's like, is this what you wanted to
this
say?
Look good?
Is this what you wanted? I mean,
right. So just ask yourself, would you trust Adam Schefter to really report anything that puts the league or its high profile people in a bad light? Even if he was fully aware and had great sourcing and great information, would he report it?
He'd have to once in a while, though.
Okay, when?
When
has he done that?
Trying to think. I don't. I mean, I can't come up with it off the top of my head, but
that's the price he pays.
It's all pro, 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 pro.
Well, when he came out with the Tom Brady being an A++, 10 out of 10 kind of guy,
who fed him that, and who proved that one?
And then
cream of the crop.
It went the other way with a 4-game suspension. I don't know.
His genuineness shined through, right? Shined through. He was adamant that day. Well, Sal was doing his thing, and here comes Portnoy walking behind him with the sign.
It's tough, though. If you want to get this info first, though, you still got to believe Schefter is going to be in that group of one, two, or three people who are going to have certain things first.
Yeah, because and he's safe.
And relay them to us. But when it comes to some of the more analytical stuff, I don't know.
Critical. When it comes to anything critical, they know that good old Shefty will bury it for them. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to be at Gillette Stadium this Sunday as the Pats take on the Cowboys. Tune in to the Sports Up for pregame coverage. It'll be me and Gasper starting at what time? 1:30. Got to think about that. Right? 1:30?
Yeah, yeah.
1:30.
Yeah.
1:30 on Sunday. It's a 4:25 kick at Gillette Stadium. Postgame coverage Sunday night with Jim Murray and Joe Murray. If you're caller 10 right now, you'll be at the game. 617-931-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
Just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
New Thursday song.
No.
You got one.
617-779-0985. Phone lines are open. Thank you for calling on the tickets. We have given away the pair of tickets for Sunday's game. Congratulations to our winners today.
Yep, congratulations. Very nice of you to call in. Appreciate that.
I don't like the faux nice Zoe.
No, I'm genuine. Seriously.
No, you're not.
We appreciate that.
You're
Which
not. Zoe do you?
We'd like giving tickets away. And
that's a great question.
Have a nice contest.
A couple of items here. Thank you, Maz, who just walked by the studio.
He actually looks like Phil Collins. Maz does. Get that Phil Collins look to him.
Maz sent me a tweet. I think this is what you were probably referring to.
What's that?
From @RaysMetrics on
That's
Twitter.
It. That's the one.
This is an incredible stat.
It really is.
Rafael Devers saw 744 fastballs, counting both four seams and sinkers, from lefties over the past 2 years. Okay? That we've got that established. 744. He did not hit a single one of them out of the yard. Zero home runs. Impeccable timing for him to correct a weakness.
I mean, dead center.
Holy crap.
Dead center.
744.
Yeah, that's a team that goes by the numbers. So guess what he's going to get? Fastballs.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But that would speak to him not being at all hampered by whatever it is that's going on with his elbow. He's feeling good, T-Bone.
My eyes told me, yeah.
He's feeling juiced up, man. Ready to go. Get one of those pain injections.
I mean, it made me hurt looking at him swing.
Let's go. Let's go. Great stat. That's one item. Here's another one. Tyler Campbell, frequent emailer Tyler Campbell, says, little hockey talk. You guys see that Wags is on the Providence Bruins. Very sad. They don't respect the grind and grit that he brings. He was waived over the weekend. Now with Providence. Can we still talk to him as a guest? Can that still be our Bruins guest? Is that allowed?
Why not?
He'll be back. I just like having him on.
Yeah, why? I mean, whether he's with the big club or not, can we just have him on?
Yeah.
Let's call him. Let's try and sort
it. Van Noy wants to come back on, too.
Maybe we should get him sponsored, put a little money in his pocket.
Maybe we should all go to a Providence Bruins game.
I'm down there.
I'll be loft down there.
What kind of seafood tower they got?
Probably not one.
Nothing like that, but we go at Wells Ave.
Go to the Dunk. Jimbo's
like
go.
It's like a Jenga of Morton's Fish Sticks.
Oh, I think it's Morton's down there, too. Morton's right down there. There's some good restaurants right down around there.
Or Gorton. Is it Gorton's?
Gorton's.
Trust the Gorton's Fisherman.
Right.
Yeah, Gorton's.
I think there's like Capital Grill right there, too.
Everything.
You been to a Providence Bruins game?
I have.
Prime steak and sushi? Mmm.
It's a good take.
All right, let's do that.
Park at the mall.
Last time I was there at the Dunk, I saw Miley Cyrus.
Oh, how was that show?
She was at a Providence Bruins game?
She was in Hannah, Montana.
Intermission Entertainment.
Yeah. She was pre-sat Miley Cyrus. That's how long ago that was.
Oh. Yeah. Fan from the very beginning.
OGM.
Jonas Brothers opened for her before they were big.
By the way, Jake in Boston emailed and said, baby is due in April. April minus 9 months is July.
Who cares?
Sex, back injury, pup list, exclamation point.
Maybe it's what cured the back.
Might be it. Maybe that's what made him feel better.
Where is he? I mean, in terms of he's pup list right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Following the back surgery.
Well, congrats to the happy couple.
You notice he's got thicker and like his hair's grown more? He's grown his hair out, but like he looks like he's putting on weight.
Well, he hasn't been doing anything.
It's sympathy weight already with the baby.
They could be telling him, bulk up, buddy. Don't be so fragile. Oh, it could be them telling him, too. Put on some weight. Not that Mac Jones is like, you know, some bulky guy. Guy was too thin. Too weird how he got hurt. Hip, back. Broke your back. You never even got hit. At least Romo got rocked when he broke his back. You know, like he got the hell kicked out of him. They're doing a game, by the way, this week.
Yep.
As part of that flex. So it's actually a CBS game, not a Fox.
Oh, my.
What?
It's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Who said that?
I think when Bert was in here.
Yeah, I talked about it.
Yeah.
And said almost the exact same thing you just said. Cross-flexing between
them. It's also in your show notes,
yeah, it's a cross-flex. Yeah, okay. It's a cross-flex.
Yeah.
Because they don't want any bad football players.
How much money do you think Stidham has earned in his 3 years in the league?
Oh, about $2.1 million?
Close. $2.02.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Doesn't require a lot of heavy lifting.
Buy a lot of salad with that.
$2 million over the now three seasons.
Do we have any posts from her lately?
He's set to make $1 million next year, too, if he sticks around. Yeah. He can get on the roster as the backup.
They wouldn't cut a guy with a new baby. They wouldn't do that to him.
Yeah, they would.
Heartless.
That'd be the reason to do it. Ah, we're good.
Here's a new stroller as a parting gift.
Yeah.
It's a nice one, though.
It's nice. It's an upper baby. It's nice.
Serious question, though. Like, babies are not, baby. That thing's done, right? Like, the babies are us. That's no more.
It's whatever Steve's handing down. You know, he already used it.
Where do you get baby stuff?
What? Magic bean?
No, like,
that's still
like,
a thing.
Like when we had kids, like we would literally be at Babies R Us like every week.
Bye
bye
baby.
Stock it up.
Go to Bye Bye Baby.
What's like a Bye Bye Baby?
It's the same exact type of store.
Where is it?
There's one in Braintree, right near the Barnes and Noble.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, it's like the same thing, just not that company. It's just another company that
you order so much online now anyway.
It's got to be that has to be what killed it.
Oh man, we spent so much time in there. Like, look at all this food.
Oh, Bye Bye Baby is owned by Bed Bath & Beyond.
A lot of peas.
Babies R Us was confusing.
A lot of bees.
Very confusing. Like, way too many nipples. Way too many bottles. Then the Dr. Martin stuff came out. You're like, you got to get those because they're, like, air-free.
Doc Martens.
Dr. Martens.
Doc Martens were the shoes you had.
The foam, the rubber ones.
And then there's Doc Martens.
Yep. Dr. Brown's bottles.
Dr.
Yep.
Brown is who you're
thinking. Oh, they won't burp on these. Yeah, right.
No. No colic.
Yeah.
They were better. Give credit where credit is due. It's a patented system.
The tip always got clogged.
In the middle. The white cap.
All I know is it took forever to clean them.
That was the worst part.
The wire brush. Yeah, pipe cleaner. Right, the special rack for drying.
Pain in the ass.
I think
they
did.
Make you buy the rack.
I think we had a special rack for all the different pieces.
Exactly.
For those bottles.
Nothing like clutter on your counter. You know my favorite thing ever.
Hold on.
Real quick.
You got to listen to Matt in Providence for a second. Matt, what do you got?
What's he want?
I actually just wanted to double check on Zoe's recommendation. I was listening, but I may have missed it. I heard him say something about a good seafood tower on Atwell's Ave, and I want to know the name of the spot.
First of all, I'd go to Camille's. If you're going to Atwell's for just one meal, just go to Camille's.
Is that a seafood tower meal?
I don't think they have the seafood tower, but I think there is prime steak and sushi.
Excellent. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it, guys.
You're welcome. Ooh.
Take all my food and tower food.
Ooh, Hemingway's. Hemingway's down on the river, too. Waterfowl. Hemingway's. I'd go there. They will have the tower.
Henway?
Back to the baby thing.
Have you been to Henway?
That's my kid's favorite joke. He still tries to get me on it. About 2 pounds. The favorite baby thing ever invented. That foam seat. It was like round, but you could just put the baby in it. It sat in the middle.
Bumpo? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. We
the
had
baby
one.
The baby couldn't roll over. You could just put the baby in it and leave the baby in the middle of the room.
Have the two slots just, to put the legs.
Sat there.
Yeah. I think it's called a bumpo seat.
Like, look at him, he's not moving. This is great. Yep. Just put the baby down.
Baby. Things that make you happy.
Bumbo.
The inventor of that is a billionaire right now, probably.
Stupid foam seat.
Sold
a bajillion.
Unbelievable.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you smelled it.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
they give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Sorry. Time for today's takeaways brought to you by Wake and Winnie Weight Loss, who continues to share the solution for weight loss by opening a brand new location in Auburn. It's out there on the Pike. Check it out. There's a location nearest you. Check it all out for by going on the website at WakeandWinnieWeightLoss.com. There's seven of them now. Get your consultation today.
See, William Shatner went to space today, Hardy.
Yeah, for like a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Congratulations. Oldest guy ever to go to space. 90 years old. Captain Kirk himself.
I guess he took a toy up with him, like his childhood toy. It was like a spaceman or something. Somebody he took a toy up.
I do remember that 90 years ago.
Something's not right there, I think.
Spaceman.
I want to know who designed these rockets.
Jeff Bezos.
I know.
It's an Amazon rocket.
I know it's Jeff Bezos' rocket. Like, you
they're
need
trying to figure out how to make prime shipping a one-day affair.
Okay, here we go.
Two.
Let's start coming up with some designs for this rocket. Anybody got any ideas here?
Why does it look like a massive penis?
Tyler,
why does it have to look that way?
Tyler just asked, who is William Shatner?
There are days I can't stand it.
This kid's pissed me off.
I know. Like,
who?
And he's not kidding. He's genuine. He genuinely asks, and he's not afraid to ask. It's the part I respect about him.
It's so matter of fact.
He's not afraid to say, who's William Shatner?
That's why you're pissed off.
Oh, that's why I like him.
They don't teach that in school.
I respect that.
Thank you.
You ever hear The Who?
Yeah, it's like a band, right?
Don't.
I'm 23.
He's only 23? Damn, he's young.
My kid's 20. No, my kid's 21, and she knows who William Shatner is.
Sure about
Let's
that?
Let's call her right now and ask her. We'll play the takeaway. It's you on egg salad today.
Oh, good. Let's do it.
Egg salad sandwich.
What the hell's... Did we get hacked? What happened?
What was that?
What the hell just happened?
I don't know, but I like it. Do it again. He doesn't have an answer right now, and he can't play anything. Our system got hacked.
The egg salad sandwich has made it to the midday market today. By popular demand, out of 12, he requested this. You have the option to toast the bread. I have a very nice...
The dollar extra.
I don't want to toast the bread.
They call it an artisan bread, and I said, hey, come here, guy, in the store next to me. Why you call that artisan bread? Because it's made with your hands. I'm like, so you mean all the other bread in here is not made with your hands? But this one especially is? Yeah, that's what we call artisan bread. So I picked the artisan bread, got a quarter egg salad, and they are custom-made egg salad sandwiches.
Wait, where's the egg salad from? I thought you were going to make the egg salad at home.
I was busy at TV today.
Deli-bought egg salad. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, it's good. It is good. You partake of it today.
Yeah, the egg salad sandwich was very good today.
Thank you.
The egg salad was excellent.
Good.
I don't know that we made any money on it. I don't know that anyone paid for their sandwich.
Yeah, did anybody buy one? You told me I could have one.
So you see these shows where, like, you know, Gordon Ramsay will go into some of these towns. They have a struggling, you know, restaurant. So what you do is you have to go out and you have to give taste, you know, bites, taste of food that is a specialty at your store to people so they want to come to your restaurant.
Okay.
So it's like you're traveling, you know, you go out, hey, would you like this? Here's a flyer. You know, so sort of just like a test run.
Okay, so who sampled the egg salad today?
You had some. He had some. Alex did. I think the boss actually had some.
Oh.
She went in there. She was
did Bert have some? I think Bert may
Bert
have,
may have had some.
Bert had some,
He was free to partake of it.
I like the fact that we made Bert pay for his items. You know, he's a guest on the show, but we still pointed out the Venmo code.
Price structure.
He's not in for free. I mean, he gets paid.
That's true. He's still our guest, though.
Yeah,
technically for a couple hours.
The impressive thing is, Lifshitz, and he like.
Listen, he's still going to go fill out the new paperwork as a new employee, like the rest of us.
It's pretty cool after hours, though, when you get Venmo'd that people are actually like adhering to the policy.
Yeah, Jeff Williams in the middle of the night Venmo'd last night, Hardy, $2.
The
working
doing,
the overnight.
What's he doing up? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was here. He was working. And People could hear you ask that question, Zo. What do you think he asked, Hardy?
I don't know.
I thought you were talking about Bob Williams, the Survivor man out there.
No, who's Jeff Williams?
I thought you were about the sales guy.
The hell
guy.
Is he doing here?
I thought it was a sales guy that hasn't showered or bathed
That's
in about
Bob
4 years.
That's Bob Williams. Worked on our show one time.
Yep. Okay, then. You call your daughter yet? Find out if she knows who William Shatner is?
She's got school. I'm not bugging her.
Oh, sure, yeah. Very busy.
Right. Like it's funny watching that rocket. The rocket was on CNN and showing the whole thing. It's like something out of a Monty Python movie.
Oh, it's Austin Powers.
It's Austin Powers. Yeah. It's Lord Helmet. Spaceballs. It's pretty funny. But hey, you're up and down quick.
I think they may have done that as part of that. I know that it's, you know, obviously aerodynamically sound and all, but
what,
I think
a point won't get you there.
For the marketing.
I mean, like most rockets down at NASA, we toured down
why
there.
Why do you think they're putting William Shatner into space? For the attention.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So why do you think they shaped the rocket the way they did?
Because it's hot.
That too. And hard. Very hard. You got to be able to withstand impact.
I'm out of here. I'm not touching that.
All right, boys. We're back at it tomorrow.
Maybe.
On Thursday.
Maybe.
See you then.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Zoe. Bye, T-Von. See you, Milliken. Felger Mass coming your way next on the Sports Hub. Have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.